Well, good evening, and welcome to our watch night service. Did the wind blow you in here? But it's so nice to see you here in church this evening, and I hope you enjoy the singing and the atmosphere. Let us worship God and sing to his glory, hymn 301, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. A virgin will conceive and bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us. Let us pray. Look upon us, Lord. May the darkness of our souls vanish before the beams of your brightness. Fill us with holy love. Open to us treasures of your wisdom. Encourage what you have begun in us, and prompt us to ask in prayer what your Spirit already desires for us. Turn your face to us and show us your glory. Then shall our longing be satisfied and our life complete. Gracious God, in the company of your people, we confess our sins. We have been angry and impatient, complaining about the faults of others and failing to see our own. We have been angry and impatient, complaining about the faults of others and failing to see our own. We have been faithless and unworthy, ignoring the strength you offer and relying on our own. God of mercy, you have promised to forgive those who truly repent. Help us to accept your forgiveness and dwell in us by your Spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, care for us. Give us knowledge of your will, strength of spirit to follow Christ's teaching, and courage to face the complexities of life. Grant that at all times we may stand firm for the faith and truly serve your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We shall now sing together hymn 294.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 and verses 6 and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Light has dawned upon them, dwellers in a land as dark as death. For a boy has been born for us, a son given to us to bear the symbol of dominion on his shoulder. And he shall be called in purpose wonderful, in battle godlike, Father for all time, Prince of Peace. Great shall the dominion be, and boundless the peace bestowed on David's throne and on his kingdom, to establish it and sustain it with justice and righteousness. From now and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. May God bless this reading, and thanks be to God.
We'll now sing together hymn 285.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. In those days, a decree was issued by the Emperor Augustus for a registration to be made throughout the Roman world. This was the first registration of its kind. It took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria. For this purpose, everyone made his way to his own town. And so Joseph went up to Judea from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to register at the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of David by descent. And with him went Mary, who was betrothed to him. She was expecting a child, and while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. And she gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them to lodge in the house. Now in this same district, there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch through the night over their flock. When suddenly there stood before them an angel of the Lord, and the splendor of the Lord shone around them. They were terror-stricken, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I have good news for you. There is great joy coming to the whole people. Today in the city of David, a deliverer has been born to you, the Messiah, the Lord. And this is your sign. You will find a baby lying wrapped in his swaddling clothes in a manger. All at once there was with the angel a great company of the heavenly host, singing the praises of God. Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth his peace for men, his favor rests, on whom favor rests. This end of the reading, and give thanks to God.
The prayers of God's people for others. Let us pray. Generous God, we give thanks for the richness of life, for the beauty and wonder of the world, for the care of those who love us, for strength and hope, for the gospel of the risen Lord, and for his presence with us through the Holy Spirit. Loving God, we pray for all those who are ill. Ease their pain, calm their restlessness. Give them such trust in you that they may know that they are always in your keeping. Bless all those who care for them. Give them such trust in you that they may win you strength, and may their love and tireless patience bring your grace and comfort. Remember your church on earth. Enable Christian people to walk with Christ in their daily lives and to work for the coming of his kingdom. Strengthen the witness of the church in this parish and in every place, that the world may learn to love your truth and seek your peace. Remember the nations of the world. Bring an end to all war and strife. Break down the barriers of race and creed, that all may live as members of one family of God. We remember with thanksgiving those who have died in the faith, especially those known and dear to us. Grant us a living hope and bring us, when our days on earth are over, to share in the joy of everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We commend ourselves to your keeping. Grant that our hearts may find their peace and rest in you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be glory forever and ever. Amen. We shall now sing together hymn 309.
Thank you.
In the beginning, the Word already was. The Word was in God's presence, and what God was, the Word was. He was with God at the beginning, and through him all things came to be. Without him, no created thing came into being. In him was life, and that life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never mastered it. He was in the world, but the world, though it owed its being to him, did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people would not accept him. But to all who did accept him, to those who put their trust in him, he gave the right to become children of God, born not of human stock, by the physical desire of a human father, but of God. So the Word became flesh. He made his home among us, and we saw his glory, such glory as befits the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We shall now sing hymn 306, O Come All Ye Faithful. just remains for me to say Merry Christmas. And I'm not going to shake all your hands as you go out the door because it's too wet. So if you want to just wish your pals round about you a Merry Christmas before I bless you and send you on your way. Merry Christmas to you all.